Okay, so does anybody else have any, does anybody else want to speak to this?
Joe,
Jamie, you're actually at time.
Oh. Okay, so we need the most to extend time, otherwise you have to move directly to
move
the vote.
Move to extend time for 5 minutes.
Second.
George?
Second.
Second.
Okay, I think I heard, okay, I've forgotten the names that I just heard, because people...
Wendy,
and I think, was it Carolyn or Jamie? Yep. Anyway, go ahead, Wendy.
Well, all I was just going to say is that the Pacifica National Board hires and fires the executive director and the CFO. We don't really have responsibility for any other positions. I have no objection to seeing these candidates, but I'm afraid to have us get too involved when this really is a function of the executive director. I think we should focus on getting an executive director. But anyway, that's all.
Point of information, Carolyn, please.
Did
I understand the Grace to say that, in fact, the company or the nonprofit helping this search is using our job description?
Yes.
Bonnie DeStack?
Go ahead, Bonnie.
I'm sorry. Has something already been submitted to a nonprofit? Because a couple of minutes ago, I believe you prefaced this by saying you weren't sure whether you were going to attempt or you were considering using a nonprofit, and now it's sounding like they're already at work. Can you just clarify, please?
Okay. I have contacted a nonprofit who can and is willing to do this. I have not engaged them. I have reserved the option for myself of taking a couple of hours to see if there's any other way to do this. But in the meantime, I have set it up, but I have not engaged anybody.
I see. Thank you.
Ifeah Stack.
Go ahead, Ifeah.
I would call the question on the amendment.
Thank you. Richard, will you please take the roll?
Read the amendment, please, again. Refresh our memories. Thank you.
Who has that language?
Well, I do.
Please, could you have me read that?
Yeah, that the interim executive director send to the PNB a comparison of her interim HR appointments resume to the HR job description finalized by the PNB.
Sandra, may I be on the stack?
No, it's call the question.
Yeah, I think the question has been called at this point, so we have to move to a vote.
Do you
ask if there's any objection to the amendment?
Actually, you have to ask if there is objection.
So, is there an objection?
Yes, I object.
I do, too.
This is Sam. I'd like a point of information, and that is that the HR job description has yet to be adopted by the PNB.
Carolyn?
I don't know if that's true. Carolyn, did you have a...
Yes, I did. In view of that fact, that the amendment hasn't even been adopted, would Leslie consider saving us a few minutes and withdrawing her amendment, since it doesn't seem... It seems moot.
Wendy,
Frankly, no, because I'm not looking for candidates either. I suggested here that it be the final interim human resources director, those qualifications compared to the final job description. I didn't ask that it be sent in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, all right, so it could be sent after. Thank you.
There is a job description in force right now. Anything else is trying to change the job description, which I'm not quite sure why the PNB is doing that.
Orders of the day.
Point of, yeah, exactly. Call the question. Go.
It was called.
I think the question called, I think with the end of our stack, People objected to the motion, but that means I think we moved to a vote.
Exactly.
Joe, this is Jamie. You're at time.
Let's vote.
Let's vote. Richard?
Vote on the amendment.
On what?
On the amendment.
Amendment. Okay, are you ready? Vote on the amendment. Okay, I'm gonna move the order around a little bit. Sean O'Brien.
Yes,
Sean O'Brien. I'm sorry? Sean O'Brien.
I vote no.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
May I ask for a point of information? Joe?
I think we should,
it's
in the middle of voting, we should proceed with the vote.
It's hard for me to vote without this information, so I'm going to vote no.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rolland?
I'm abstaining.
Wendy Israel.
Pass.
Susan Young?
No.
Nia Bediako? Nia Bediako?
He's not there, Richard.
Carol, could I change my vote to abstention? Who is this?
Rico.
Okay.
Thank you.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Kathy Davis? Jamie Ross?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
A.C. Byrd?
Yes.
Lizette King. David Beaton. Sophia Wangaza.
No.
That's four yes.
You haven't
five.
Done.
How about KPFA?
Oh, somebody. Wendy Israel passed. I'm sorry.
I'll vote no.
Okay.
And do KPFA.
I can't hear with everybody talking. Think. Wendy Israel. Okay, I'm going.
No.
Okay. Folks, give me a break here now. When I'm talking, y'all, be quiet, please. Sherry Gittleman.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Sí, como no.
No.
Yes.
Joe Wanzala.
I won't vote now since I'm standing in the chair.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, somebody passed. Wendy Strell?
No.
Mr. Secretary, you forgot Grace Aaron. She can vote on this.
Yeah, I vote no.
Exactly.
Sorry about that. Okay, that's six yes, eight no, and two abstentions.
I believe that's seven yes.
Counted Wendy twice.
Wendy voted no.
I have seven yes.
I have six because we counted again, too.
I have Gittleman, Simmons, Radford, Ryder,
Andrea Turner,
Brown, Byrd, Andrea Turner. You voted yes? I'm sorry?
She voted no.
She voted yes.
She voted yes.
Andrea,
it's 7-7-2. Tied.
Chair can vote.
So I think the motion fails.
The chair can vote to break the tie.
Right.
It doesn't have to. The motion fails in any case.
Right. So shall we move to the main motion? Can we move to the main motion? Do we have that language?
Call the question.
This is Sandra. Would you like for me to read it again?
Please.
Main motion is, Personnel Committee moves to give permission to Grace Aaron, Acting IED, to hire an interim Human Resources Director not to exceed the budgeted amount in the 2009 budget.
Okay.
Richard's back. I got bumped. Did anybody say anything to me that was nice?
No.
Follow the question.
So, shall we move to a vote, Richard?
Okay, what are we doing?
Voting on the main motion.
We're voting on the main motion.
Okay. George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rawline.
Yes.
Wendy Shrell.
Yes.
Susan Young.
Yes.
Nia Bediako. Carolyn Burden.
Sorry, yes.
Kathy Davis. Jamie Ross. Jamie Ross.
I'm sorry, yes.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
AC Bird. AC Bird.
Pass.
Lizette King.
Hello.
Yes, Lizette. Hello. David Beaton. Fia Wangaza.
Yes.
Sherry Gendelman. Sherry Gendelman.
Sorry, pass.
Bonnie Simmons.
I'll vote yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Joe Wanzala. No, I'm sorry. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
AC Bird.
Abstain.
Sherry Gentleman.
Abstain.
This is Leslie. I'd like to change my vote to abstention.
Oh, why the heck? This is Bonnie. I will too.
Yeah,
two.
Andrea.
Abstain.
This is Jim Brown.
I'm sorry, who was the last? Hello? Who was the last person who abstained?
Andrea.
Jim Brown.
And five abstentions, 11-0 and five abstentions, is that right?
It doesn't matter.
11-0 and five?
Uh-huh.
Motion passes.
George, please, stack.
Okay. Joe, shall I take back the chair?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, Jamie, how much time do we have left on the Personnel Committee agenda item?
Zero.
I assume we're probably out of time.
You're out of time.
Okay.
I'd like to extend for 10 minutes.
Madam, I'd like to move that we extend time for 4 minutes.
Okay, George wanted to extend it for 10 minutes.
I want to second George's.
You got it.
Okay. George, can you state the reason that you want to extend it for 10 minutes?
Well, we have two other items from the Personnel Committee meeting. The HR director job is job description should be approved by us and finalized so we can get that out. And the same with the CFO job description. We should do what we can. So I would like to consider the rest of the Personnel Committee motions, and my intention is to pass them, but the motion in front of us is to give us enough time to do that.
Okay.
Hey, George.
All right. That your motion to extend has been seconded. Is there any objection to adding 10 minutes to this agenda item? Hearing none. Sandra, can you motivate the next thing on the personnel committee?
Okay. Well, hang on. As stated before, I sent out the CFO job description that was approved by the 2008 Personnel Committee, and I also sent out the HR director job description that was amended last night by the Personnel Committee. We added one sentence that said, and a minimum of 3 years' experience in human resources field. I would like to move... I guess we should make them two separate motions, but I would like to move that both the CFO job description and the HR director job description be reviewed and approved by the Pacifica National Board. And once that's occurred, then we'll be able to post for those positions as well. But the language of the motion I've already sent out to everybody.
Okay. Shall we start with the HR job description, just because we just went over that? I believe there was a small adjustment in it. This is the old HR description that was in the files. I don't know how old it is. It's not dated. It's probably at least 2 years or more old. I don't know, Wendy, if you have any recollection of what date this was originally adopted. The change, do you want to elucidate what the change was that was a slight change made by the Personnel Committee the other night, Sandra?
Right. It was a very slight change, and it was under qualifications as the major heading, education and experience. We added the phrase, and a minimum of 3 years' experience in the human resources field. And we added that also where it says experience, nonprofit management, and a minimum of 3 years' experience in a human resources field.
Point of information?
Yes.
So I'm just unclear. What was that changed from?
Experience, it just said nonprofit management and had nothing else, just nonprofit management. And where it says education, it says BS in human resources management or 10 years experience, I think it was. I'll have to pull out the old one. It was or 10 years related experience, preferably in community or public broadcasting or nonprofit management.
So, may I continue so that I understand this? Could I understand that previously it was either a BS in human resource management or 10 years experience?
Correct.
And now you intend it to be a BS in human resource management and a minimum of 3 years experience in the field?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the other change, it was the same phrase inserted in two locations. The other one was under experience. It just said nonprofit management and nothing else. And we added the and a minimum of 3 years experience in the human resources field.
Okay. So let's move on. Is there any other discussion about this particular job description?
Couple of questions here. What does the committee mean by general management experience? And did the body consider familiarity with legal requirements of human resources when they drafted this or reviewed it?
This body did not draft it. The personnel committee did not draft it.
I understand. I added or reviewed it. I'm talking about your current discussion.
Well, when we reviewed it, it seemed to be pretty much to the point. I mean, if we could find somebody that's capable of fulfilling this job description, we would have a real winner as an HR director. I don't understand your question.
Okay. It asks for demonstrated general management experience, and I was wondering what that referred to. Does that mean they have to be the manager of a nonprofit as well as human resources background?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead and take that one.
Well, I would just think that general management experience would imply just what it says, that they have had experience doing management.
Okay. And I notice it says nothing about familiarity with legal requirements. Did you discuss that at all?
No, we didn't.
Not regarding legal requirements.
Good point.
I want to say that it is illegal for somebody who's not a lawyer to give legal advice or to act in the capacity of a lawyer. So asking for legal training or legal expertise, I don't think is appropriate for an HR director. However, I believe that HR directors, if they have the training that we're asking for, would be familiar enough with laws and statutes in order to do their job. But they don't need to be acting in a legal capacity. So if we demand that they are, we would be asking for somebody. Correct me if I'm wrong. We have enough paralegals and legals on this board to address
that. Well, that's why I said familiarity.
Yeah. Andrea on the stack, man.
John on the stack.
Andrea first.
Yeah, I think we mean that with personnel policies and codes would be what the HR person would at least be familiar with, and that's important. You know, discrimination codes, and then if there's anything further legally, then our legal staff would then be in charge. But the HR person should be familiar with all of the personnel codes, established personnel codes for today.
Okay. Was Sean next on the stack?
Yeah, I want to completely and wholly associate myself with the remarks of Afia. She's right on the money. Thanks, Afia.
This is Wendy.
Okay, Wendy.
Again, I'm not really clear why we're talking about the PNB approving a job description for the HR director. We've had a job description for an HR director and hired people under it. I know it's always great to make it better, but I don't know that we have the expertise, as it's kind of coming out right now, to really tweak it that much more. It seems to me that this is the job for the executive director, and I don't want to vote on this.
Wendy,
sure,
would you like
Sandra?
To make a...
This is for the posting of the actual job.
Yeah.
Okay. Wendy, first of all, Jamie,
where are we on time?
10 minutes time?
You have 2 minutes left.
Okay. Wendy, would you like to, from what you're saying, would you like to make a referral of this whole thing back to the personnel committee?
No. If the PNB doesn't have jurisdiction, then the personnel committee doesn't either, is my point.
That's true.
Madam Chair,
George Stack, please.
Okay, George, go ahead.
There's no one else to create this policy and approve it other than the PNB. We've had a committee look at it. It's a small modification of a previous one. Let's just go approve this and get on with hiring an HR director. Obviously, the PNB has to approve it because there's no other body to do it. It's not for the ED to write a job description.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so. Since we're out of time, George, thank you for your comment. Why don't we just go to a vote on this, adopting this with a slight modification suggested by the personnel committee, and either vote it up or down. We're at time.
Point of information.
Yes, Rico.
Is it that the consensus that it is the ED's job to post this, or is it the PNB's job to draw up the posting? Is that what we're saying?
It'd be nice to have the personnel committee reviewed, actually reviewed this job description.
And was going to do a search
on my I actually requested that the personnel committee get involved.
Right.
So,
and then,
look over this job description, et cetera, et cetera. So they did look it over. They made some small modification to this job description, which was in the files. And if we're willing to go with this slight modification, we can have at least a temporary document to use to do a search for an interim HR director. And then at leisure, that HR director, if he or she is competent, could propose a better job description, which could be brought through me to this board, or the personnel committee could work on it some more and create a better one that could also be brought to the board. But in the meantime, if this is approved, we will have a working document that we can... Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Thank you so much.
Okay. So, Richard, can we go to a vote on this?
Can you hear me, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Iabediaco.
What are we voting on?
We're voting on
motion
approval.
Motion to the job description.
Approval of this job description as slightly modified by the personnel committee.
Okay. Do I have the word?
Carolyn Burden.
That we're voting on.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Carolyn. Kathy Davis. Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
A.C. Byrd. A.C. Byrd. Who's that, King? Who's that, King? David Beaton. Sophia Wangaza.
Yes.
Sherry Gendelman.
Pass.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Wendy Terrell?
I'll abstain.
Susan Young?
Abstain.
Sherry Gentleman?
Abstain.
Twelve, 0, 3.
Okay, thank you, Richard. That motion passes. All right, we're on to the next agenda item, and that's a motion by Susan Young and Jamie Ross to reconvene the Strategic Planning Committee.
Pardon me, Chair.
There's still another motion on the Personnel Committee.
We're out of time for the Personnel Committee.
Point of order.
Okay, go ahead.
You're talking to me?
You said it had a point of order. What is the point of order?
Yeah. The point of order is the motion was on the floor. When the agenda time is up, we still have to deal with the motions that are on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, you mean all the motions were on the floor.
Wasn't that correct? She brought forward all those motions from the committee.
Okay. All right. Good point, Jamie.
There's no
all
time
right.
to talk, but we still have time to vote.
That would be voting to accept the ED jobs. Well, the ED job description was already approved by the last PNB. Am I correct?
That is correct, Madam Chair. This is Sandra. This is the third motion brought out of the Personnel Committee last night was that the Personnel Committee moved that CFO job description as approved by the 2008 Personnel Committee be reviewed by PNB and Interim Chief Financial Officer for approval. And I sent along a copy of that job description that was approved. And I believe that it was probably already been forwarded to the PNB at some point, along with ED job description. The ED job description was approved. The CFO job description was not.
Okay.
The interest of the Personnel Committee was to get this CFO job description approved and enabling us to start posting for that as a permanent position as well.
Very good. Thank
you. Point of information?
Yes.
Am I to understand that the ICFO is going to have input on the description of a job that that person might apply for? Is that the circumstance that was just described?
I don't know that the interim CFO is going to apply for it, but as the acting interim CFO, she would definitely have some type of input as to what is required to do the job efficiently.
Well, that would
I'm not saying that she gets to have the final say or anything. It was to include her along with the members of the PNB.
Okay, that I would just raise that issue. That's actually a violation of some employment laws, but I'll just vote against it then. Thanks.
If there was a permanent person, they would have input too.
Correct.
Okay. So, explain to me if I'm wrong. We are going to be approving the CFO job description. Is that correct, Sandra?
Well, in the interest of being able to move forward to post all of these jobs that need to be filled so that this foundation can proceed to do work, I would say yes, but I have the feeling that a good number of people have not taken the time to read this. In the interest of saving some time here so that other folks from other committees can move on with their business, I would go ahead and suggest that we table this one for the time being. I have sent it to everyone, and I would task the entire PNB with reviewing it so that the next time we meet that we can either approve it, amend it, and approve it, or do something in order to have a approved CFO job description so that we can post it and get that position filled.
Second the motion to table. This
can
is
I make a comment, please, Grace?
Yes, go ahead, Wendy.
This job description for the CFO was brought to the attention of the Pacifica National Board at our Newark, New Jersey meeting. If someone could remind me when that was, that was in 2008, way a long time ago, and it's been forwarded. Yeah, it's been forwarded to the PNB. That was the 2008 PNB, at least three times or maybe four times by Jack Van Aken, and so. It's not as a lot of us have read it is all I want to say, and so we just I agree, you know, that we need to make sure that other people read it, but we have to hold people to it because when we come back next time and people say, oh well, I haven't read it yet, that's we can't go with that. We have to move.
You know, I will. Why don't we go ahead and take a vote on accepting the CFO job description in light of what Wendy is saying. And if your name is called and you feel like you can't vote on it, either vote no or abstain and explain that you don't feel qualified to vote on it because you haven't reviewed it properly, but it may still pass because there may be enough who have read it thoroughly to accept the job description.
There's a motion to table on the floor.
Okay. That's true. There's a motion to table, and that was seconded. Was that seconded, George?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Okay. All right. So we'll go to a vote on the motion to table. Are there any objections to tabling this motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So let's take a vote on tabling the motion.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
A.C. Byrd.
Yes.
Doucette King. David Beaton. Theo Ngaza.
No.
Sherry Kendallman.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Joe Wenzala.
No.
Sean O'Brien. John O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
I'll pass.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rolline.
I didn't hear Sandra's vote.
No.
Sandra Rolline.
No.
Okay. Wendy Shrill.
No.
Susan Young.
No.
Nia Bediako. Carolyn Burden.
No.
Kathy Davis. Kathy Davis. Jamie Ross.
No.
No.
Is that Kathy Davis?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Is that Kathy Davis?
It is.
6-8. Anybody pass? Rico Ross pass.
Yeah, Rico, I vote no.
Okay.
It'd be 9-6.
The motion to table fails. So we're gonna go to a vote to accept or reject the CFO job description. A yes vote accepts the job description.
Point of information.
Oh, Madam Chair, that's a different motion that was on the table, right?
Okay. What is the motion on the table?
Actual wording of the motion. Please.
Okay. What is the actual wording of the motion, Sandra?
The actual wording of the motion. Personnel Committee moves that CFO job description as approved by 2008 Personnel Committee be reviewed by PNB and ICFO for approval.
Point of information, if I may. We've been told that there were no changes. Is this note in here, pending clarification from Pacifica Council, this would not disqualify current CFO. Is that in addition to the original job?
No, that was exactly how I received it.
Okay.
Okay. Richard, why don't we go to the motion on the floor? Take a vote on the motion.
Okay, Afia Wongaza.
Yes.
David Beaton. Lucette King. A.C. Bird. A.C. Bird. Jim Brown. Jim Brown. Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Nia Bediako. Susan Young.
Yes.
Wendy Shrill.
Yes.
Sandra Rolline.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Abstain.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Bonnie Simmons.
Abstain.
Sherry Gentleman.
I'm going to abstain. Someone's chewing into their mic. You might want to cover that.
Yeah. Didn't anybody from Washington vote? Jim Brown?
Jim Brown, I'm back.
Okay.
And I abstain.
Abstain, all right. A.C. Bird? Who said King? Did I miss anybody?
Okay.
11-1-4.
Okay, very good. That motion passes. Now we're on to the next thing on the agenda, which is a motion by Susan Young and Jamie Ross to reconvene the Strategic Recovery Plan Committee. Susan, would you like to motivate this?
Absolutely. In 2008, there was a committee of the Pacific National Board that developed a strategic recovery plan presented to the board. And the structural, financial, and programming issues facing the foundation and the stations and departments continue to be severe and to be worsening. The GM's managers came forward with a strategic recovery plan that to which the PNB has not yet responded. Therefore, I am moving that the PNB reconvene the strategic recovery plan working group to move forward with that planning process and to recommend responses to the work done by the general managers and managers.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to resuscitating this ad hoc committee?
Point of information.
Yes, Rico.
This committee sole purpose would be to review the programming, and what else?
Its purpose would be to review the strategic recovery plan presented by the GMs, the one presented last year to the board by the working group, take into account what the changes are in the overall situation of the foundation, and to make recommendations to the board that are essentially, you know, integral as opposed to limited to particular committees.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes, George.
Who would be on this committee?
Well, after we decide to reconstitute it, then we would populate it. So is there any objection to
point of information?
Yes.
When was this committee existing?
This committee was put together as an ad hoc committee in the fall of 2008. I don't have the exact motion in front of me, but it did exist. I was on it. Rob Robinson was on it. A number of other people were on it. Ifia was on it.
Okay. How would that... So the question is then, I have the same question as either George or... Rico had, who would be on this committee? And I remember that the committee that was constituted under the last board had done a search over the period of several months and come up with some firms that had submitted a proposal that could have cost in excess of $200,000. Then at the January meeting, there was another strategic plan presented by the working group of the then five GMs. So I'm wondering which one is being referenced here.
Madam Chair, as I mentioned in my remarks, both of those are on the table at the moment. There has not been a response to the GMs, and engaging a firm did not move forward. I am proposing that what we do is to reconvene the discussion rather than to move forward on either of those strategic plan recommendations.
Okay. So is there any objection to having a strategic recovery plan committee? All right, hearing none, we'll go forward to populate it.
One point of information. Does this committee generally meet in public on the stream?
Madam Chair, if I could respond to that?
Yes, go ahead, Susan.
I would believe that this committee would be subject to the same limitations and requirements that all other committees are, and that is it is meeting on the stream except when there are matters that are legally protected for executive session.
Thank you.
Okay. So now, Susan and Jamie, do you have any suggestions about how we should populate this committee?
I would think that it would be helpful to have representatives of from different committees, because this is a forum in which the workings of the different committees can kind of be considered in terms of their interrelationships. I would like to serve as a convener. I would think there would be many on the board who would be interested in this. I would certainly hope that there would be at least one representative from each committee.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Rico.
Yeah, I would like to hear from maybe a couple of other people that were on that committee to the validity of its necessity.
Okay. I forget exactly who was on that committee. I believe you were on it, Ifea and Joe. Were you on that committee?
Yes.
Okay.
Me.
Ifea,
yes,
could you speak to that, answer Rico's question?
Well, the object of the committee was to begin to develop or identify approaches to addressing the crisis of the foundation and to bring those observations and recommendations back to the PNB to select and choose as a way of addressing the problem, especially the financial questions and management questions that exist and continue to exist for the foundation. Those issues have not been resolved, and so I support the proposal to reconstitute the committee and to move forward with a focus on those having those issues resolved.
Okay.
Madam Chair, may I speak? Rico.
Briefly.
I guess what I'm concerned with is it sounds like that is what the PNB job is to do, and I'm wondering if it's about finance, that's what the finance committee's job is to do. And so I'm not saying that it's not necessary, but those who were on it before would probably have a pretty good idea whether it is necessary because they know exactly what you guys were focusing on, and that's why I wanted to hear from a couple of people. And if they thought it was something that we definitely need to have, then I was happy with that. I'd be happy with that.
Kathy on the stack?
Actually, Grace, this is Jamie. This time is up.
Okay. We really need to move on. Do we have a... you know, we're supposed to be closing this meeting and having a closed session beginning in about 10 minutes. And Ricardo Deanda is waiting to talk to us in the closed session. So we also have governance committee report and motions. So I'd like Jamie or Susan, can you think of a way that we can solve this problem and repopulate this committee?
Well, I think what I heard is that because Rico had explained his question, that there is no objection to reconvening. And what I would suggest is that I send out an email to PNB members and ask who would like to participate and convene a meeting.
Great. Let's do that because we already decided that it should be reconvened. So let's move on then rapidly to the Governance Committee report and motions.
Okay.
Chair, I see only 5 minutes on the clock until we need to break to go to executive session. And I would recommend that we postpone these things till another meeting when we can actually spend some time discussing them.
Second.
But this is Wendy. And what about that elections committee stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, we can do, Bonnie, your point is well taken, and Wendy, also, we can do one of two things. We can just continue this agenda to the next scheduled meeting, which is a week from, 2 weeks from Sunday, or we can have a continuing meeting sooner. I'll leave that up to this body. But since it's true, we have almost no time to go into the governance matters. Let's decide on when our next meeting should be and then adjourn this open session. I'll entertain a motion from the floor.
Sherry, I move to continue the agenda to the next regularly scheduled special meeting in 2 weeks on Sunday.
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion about that or any objection?
Sunday, what Sunday is it?
I don't know.
It's, let me see, it's the, let me get my little calendar out.
April
29th? Well, point of information.
Yeah.
Is there any part of the discussion about the NES that is critical to occur before the next, before 2 weeks?
Well, I want Grace to be at the Elections Committee meeting on Monday.
Okay, I'll be at the Election Committee meeting on Monday, definitely.
Thanks.
Okay, so today's the 20th, Sunday is the 26th.
It's on the 5th, today's it's on the calendar.
The 20th, the...
So, would that be the 29th?
Let's see.
Madam Chair, it's on the KFPX calendar as April 5th.
April 5th. Okay. Yes, it's April 5th. All right. So our next meeting then would be a special meeting. We would take up the agenda from where we left off tonight. Of course, other additional items can be added to the meeting as long as they're noticed properly. Is there any objection to having our next meeting be on Sunday, April 5th?
What time?
It would be at 5 p.m. Sunday meetings will begin at 5, Friday evening meetings, 5:30.
5 Eastern?
Pacific.
No, we call it 8.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking L.A. time. Okay. 8:30 for Friday evening.
No, 8.
Eastern time. Yeah, okay, 8 on Sunday. Sundays. Eastern time, 8:30 for Fridays, Eastern time, and whatever other time. Okay, I'm getting a little punchy, folks. Do we have it all clear? Our next meeting is at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday, April 5th.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Madam Chair, may we take like a 3-minute break?
Yes, sir.
Before we come back on.
any objections to adjourning? Okay, hearing none, we are adjourned.